With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful and inspirational listening to sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. It's the time of year when most everyone claims at least a wee bit of Irish heritage, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, in addition to continuing with music for Lent, we'll pay our respects to St. Patrick's Day, with a focus on Irish hymns, anthems, and performers. Great music by Stanford, Stopford, and others. We'll begin with lovely organ music by Jerry Hancock. His prelude on the Irish hymn tune Slain is performed by Todd Wilson on the Errant's Memorial Organ of St. Thomas Church in New York. Todd Wilson played Prelude on Slain by beloved American church musician Jerry Hancock. He played the Aaron's Memorial Organ of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue. Perhaps the most well-known hymn associated with St. Patrick is the Trinitarian hymn, I Bind Unto Myself Today, also known as St. Patrick's Breastplate. Legend has it that St. Patrick sang this hymn in battle as a spiritual armor against his foes in the 5th century. In early Celtic thought, the breastplate was commonly thought to be a charm against evil. Though the hymn dates from the late 7th century, the earliest manuscript with the Gaelic text is from the 11th century. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral in I Bind Unto Myself Today, sung to two traditional Irish tunes. Rupert Goff plays the organ. The hymn I Bind Unto Myself Today, also known as St. Patrick's Breastplate, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Sir Charles Villiers Stanford is probably the best-known composer of church music with Irish roots. He was born to a wealthy family in Dublin in 1852, and like many of his compatriots, went off to Cambridge to study, as well as in Leipzig. He was one of the founding professors of the Royal College of Music, in addition to his professorship at Cambridge. Certainly as important as his compositions was his influence on a whole generation of composers, including Charles Wood, Gustav Holst, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. His compositional output was quite extensive, though he's probably most remembered for his church music today, given the frequency with which many of his pieces are performed in worship. His settings of the evening canticles are among his most often performed pieces. We'll hear the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in C from his last set of morning and evening canticles composed in 1909. David Hill leads the Winchester Cathedral Choir, accompanied by Stephen Farr. The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in C by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. The Winchester Cathedral Choir sang under the direction of David Hill. The Irish folk hymn tune Slane makes another appearance in our next selection. Slane is the name of a hill to the north of Tara in County Neath, where St. Patrick is said to have built a fire for the Easter celebration, challenging the authority of the pagan king Ligeir. 20th century writer Jan Struther wrote the words to Lord of All Hopefulness in 1931, as something of a hymn to be sung at any time of the day. Malcolm Archer leads the Wells Cathedral Choir in this arrangement by Barry Rose.
Thank you.
The hymn "Lord of All Hopefulness," as arranged by Barry Rose, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff accompanying. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Coming up, we'll hear the first of two Dublin-based cathedral choirs. From Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin, we'll listen to the choir sing music of Herbert Howells, music composed in 1977 in what's considered to be effectively the last year of his creative life, but one in which he created several wonderful works, including I Love All Beauteous Things. It was commissioned by the Cathedral and Abbey Church of St. Albans, and the Robert Bridges text sums up much of Howells' artistic credo, which was all about creating beautiful, even sensuous sounds. Judy Martin leads the choir of Christ Church Cathedral Dublin, accompanied by Tristan Rusher. I Love All Beauteous Things by Herbert Howells was sung by the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Dublin. Judy Martin directed. The three unaccompanied motets, Opus 38, by Charles Villiers Stanford, were composed in 1905 to serve as grace anthems to be sung in Trinity College Hall. Though they were not intended to be performed together, they do make a nicely contrasted set. We'll listen to all three, beginning with Eustorum Anime, followed by Caelos Ascendit Odie and Beati Quorum Via. Donald Hunt leads the Worcester Cathedral Choir.
Thank you.
The Three Motets, Opus 38 by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Donald Hunt led the Worcester Cathedral Choir in Justorum Animae, Celos Ascendit Odie, and Beati Quorum Via. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the important leaders of the renewal of Catholic worship in Britain has been Bernadette Farrell. Writing in a variety of styles, she draws inspiration from the English choral tradition as well as the melodic roots of British folk song, both of which I believe are in evidence in our next selection. Ms. Farrell wrote both words and music to the hymn, O God, You Search Me and You Know Me. It's a setting of Psalm 139, which explores who we are and our relationship to God. The Choir of Wells Cathedral sings, directed by Malcolm Archer. O God, You Search Me and You Know Me by Bernadette Farrell was sung by the Choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff at the organ. Next, we'll hear from another cathedral choir in Dublin, this from the Choir of St. Patrick's Cathedral. William Walsham Howe wrote the text of the hymn, It is a Thing Most Wonderful, with a child's perspective as it reflects on the sacrifice of Jesus. Philip Moore, in his anthem on the text, captures some of that childlike contemplation along with rich textures reflecting the depth of imagery implied by the words. Stuart Nicholson leads the Choir of St. Patrick's Cathedral Dublin, accompanied by David Lee.
Thank you.
It Is a Thing Most Wonderful by Philip Moore was sung by the choir of St. Patrick's Cathedral, Dublin. Stuart Nicholson directed. English composer Philip Stopford spent a productive 7 years as director of music at St. Anne's Cathedral in Belfast, and during that time formed a professional choral ensemble, the Ecclesium Choir, who've recorded many of his works. We'll hear them sing Philip's setting of Irish Blessing, recorded in St. Anne's Cathedral, Belfast, and led by the composer. Philip Stopford led the Ecclesium Choir in his own setting of Irish Blessing, recorded in St. Anne's Cathedral in Belfast. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music in honor of St. Patrick's Day and the Irish sacred musical heritage, even as we continue through the season of Lent. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information and listen to this and other programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. If you'd like to write to us, email can be sent to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.